Blog Talk Radio.
God will see us through. Good morning, all. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, I say welcome to the show again, and thank each and every one of you that are on the line this morning. So, announcements, Amazing Grace School of Ministry, we are accepting registrations, and school will start next week. We have moved it back a week to get all of those registrations or all of those people that will be attending class to register the class, basically. The class topic is addressing the DNA of emotional instability. Certainly, we're going to look at the iniquities, the sins of our forefathers, and how it affects our living today. Depression, anxiety, murder, violence, anger. We're going to deal with those issues because the root of all those issues is sin. So, if you're interested, you can contact me by texting me at 309-750-7584. You can also use that number to call me and say, Dr. Carey, I am interested. Now, my class is going to be online. We will be doing class just like we're doing the blog on Saturday mornings. It will be from 7 to 8:30, and certainly you'll have opportunity to interact via the email and the internet. So basically, you can sit in the luxury of your own homes, and you can take my class. It's only going to be 6 weeks, so you can give me a call if you're interested. You can also email me at drcareyphd@yahoo.com, drcareyphd@yahoo.com, and certainly I will get you that information. And if you say, Dr. Carey, I don't want to go to class, but I want to give you a donation to help the furtherance of this ministry, if you've heard something, if something that has touched your heart and you want to give a donation, you can also do that. Certainly, you can give me a call, and or text, and we can get the information where you can give a donation to this ministry. All right. So it was brought to my attention that we've been talking about the blood. We've been talking about we came straight out. The battle does not belong to you, but it belongs to the Lord. And certainly we are fighting a battle. If you're living in this world, if you're dealing with any issue, and if you belong to a family, you are fighting some type of battle, and something is going on in your life. So we came out of the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Then last week we head into a segment of the blood. The Lord led me to discuss the blood because we need the blood of Jesus to cover. Now, what I discovered when I started talking about the blood is there is a blog talk April 13th, 2019, and you can go to Blog Talk Radio and you can hear we were talking about being buried alive, reigning with Christ, the blood. And certainly we dealt with a lot. My co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, brought this lesson to you. And this lesson is just a deeper investment in the Word of God, because we really need to understand the blood of Jesus. Satan has manipulated the body. You have all this crazy influences on the television, and now you have a show that's called Evil. And Satan is trying to get the people familiar and just at a common, a sensitive, or not sensitive, but neutralized at his evilness, at what he's doing. So when you see stuff on television, oh, this is just fact. This is just, this is not real. This is fable. This is a fantasy. This stuff don't really go on, but it does. And Satan wants the believers to have and to walk around here with no power. But the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, comes to give us power. So let's get into this, shall we? Now, we've been talking about the blood of Jesus. And now we're talking about the fact that it provides justification and redemption. The verses that we're focusing on today are found in Romans chapter 5, verse 9, and it says, much more than being now justified by his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. Ephesians 1 and 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of my sins according to the riches of his grace. Now, we talked about the blood of Jesus a little bit on last week. And we talked about the Passover on last week and the blood of Jesus. Now, when we look at the story, when we look at Jesus Christ who came, he went to Calvary. He died on the cross. He was on earth. He came to be the last sacrifice for sin. So history in the Bible, if you know, of course, Adam sinned, and then he sinned. There had to be some kind of way that the people of God could go before the Lord, before God. And certainly because of sin, we did not have access to the Father, to God, the God that had made us, the God that had created the earth and the moon and the stars and even us. So we didn't have access. So God made a way for we so that we could have access. So the priests, when Moses came on the scene and he brought the people out of Egypt, then there was a way where we could access or go before the Lord in sacrifice. And you had to make a sacrifice. You had to do sacrifices in order for you to be redeemed, in order for you to be saved. Now, Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 through 29 says, and he says, take the cup and give thanks and give it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until today when I drink it new with you in the Father's kingdom. So when we look at this, when we look at the blood of Jesus, when we look at the fact that the Lord Jesus became a lamb of sacrifice, and he sacrificed himself on the altar. Now, when we look at Passover, when we look at the time that Christ came and he was crucified on the cross, it was in Passover. It was in Passover. They were celebrating the Feast of Passover, which the celebration of the Feast of the Passover was when the Israelites was in Egypt, and this was the last plague that befell the Egyptians. And this was the plague when the Lord said the death angel will come and take and kill your firstborn. So in order for the Israelites to be able to be free and not fall victim to the death angel, they had to take a lamb that was unblemished, without spot or wrinkle, and they had to take the blood of the lamb. Now, not only did they take the blood of the lamb, but also they put, they included what is called hyssop, which was a plant that also was dipped in the blood, and they spread it across the doorpost. And when the death angel came through or came by the house, they passed over the house because of the blood. So in essence, Jesus became the final sacrifice, and his blood became that lamb that would take away the sins of the world. So we join in and we celebrate the blood on First Sundays. But this blood that he provides for us, the blood that's shed on the cross, it says that I am justified in Romans 5 and 9. It says, and since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. I am spared from God's wrath. Hallelujah. Because Jesus died on the cross for me, because of the blood that he shed for me, I am justified. My sins have been forgiven because he came and he died on the cross, because he thought enough to be that last lamb for me. Hallelujah. He paid a ransom for my sins. He paid it all for me. I am spared from God's wrath. But not only that, I have been redeemed. I have gained unmerited favor of God, and we find that in Ephesians 1 and 7. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You know, there's a song that says, I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me that day that it was shed. And I'm getting the song mixed up, but I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. What was able to reach the highest mountain, was the strong enough to reach the valley. Tell me what brings our salvation and defeats our foes. What has the awesome power to cleanse us and make us whole? We thank God for the blood, because the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary came and it has saved us. We are no longer, Satan can no longer has the power to make us or make us fearful. He can try to say you're not anything. He can try to make you feel bad. But Christ came and he died on the cross. And when he died on the cross and provided his blood for us, his blood is a powerful weapon to use when we're dealing with the enemy. And certainly the enemy will come and he will tell us that you're nothing, that you are nothing. You, your parents, your mom, your friends don't think you anything. You may have some form of low self-esteem, but the blood has come to cleanse you. The blood has come to lift you up. The blood has come to redeem you. I know it was the blood that saved me. I know it is the blood that heals me. I know it is the blood that justifies me. I know it was the blood that has saved me from God's wrath. When Jesus came, and we talked about atonement, we talked about Passover, we talked about how the priests would go into the Holy of Holiness, the Holies of Holies, and it would have a ring around his waist. So, but the priest had to cleanse himself before he went into the Holiest of Holiness. Aren't you glad we don't have to do that anymore? Aren't you glad that we can go come boldly before the throne of grace and ask God for repentance of our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive our sins? Aren't you glad that Jesus came, and once he came, he provided a means and a way to get to the Father. And anybody that says, I can get through the Father outside Jesus, they are lying and the truth ain't in them. So we see that we have gained unmerited favor with the Father. We are forgiven. His grace provides and has purchased our freedom from with the blood of his son and forgives our sins. I've been reclaimed from the enemy. Hallelujah. Satan has no power. He has no authority. He has no means by which to try to get me or make me bound, because Christ came, and because I have been redeemed, I'm no longer under his authority. And what's so good about this is I'm definitely cleansed from all sins. 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. Hallelujah. Now, this is the New Living Translation, and this verse says, but if we are living in the light as God is the light, when we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sins. Now, that doesn't mean that we go back and we keep sinning over and over again. God prevent. God doesn't want you to do that. Although you can, if you do something and you ask God to repent of your sins, he will forgive you, because we're haven't arrived yet. That's why we have to repent on a daily basis. That's why we have to seek the Lord on a daily basis. That's why we have to have fellowship with Christ Jesus, because if we don't have fellowship with Christ Jesus, then we are lost. Then the enemy, Satan, will come in to try to deceive us, to try to take or tell us that we are less than nothing and God does not care for you. But Jesus cares for you. He died on the cross for you. He's making a way out of no way for you. He cares about the situation you are living in. He cares about your feelings. He cares about what's going on in your children's life. He cares for you. He cared enough to die on the cross. And in dying on the cross, that blood is precious. The blood of Jesus works. You know, when we call on the blood of Jesus, and when you call on it, you'll see that the situation, you'll see that the problem, you'll see that God is working it out. Now, Hebrews 9:14 says, just think how much more the blood, and this is the New Living Standard Translation, the blood of Christ will purify our consciousness from sinful deeds, so that we can worship the living God. For the power of the eternal spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Mm-hmm. My debt is paid once and for all. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who earnestly wait for him, he will appear second time apart from sin for salvation. Hebrews 9:28. I am being spiritually healed. One day even my flesh will be replaced with the incorruptible body. 1 Peter 2:24 reads, whom himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. By whose stripes you're healed. By his stripes we're healed. By his stripes we don't have to cling to the world system of entrapment or bondage. By his stripes, hallelujah, by his stripes we have been redeemed. By his stripes we may be living in this body, but at one point, one day, we're going to see him in the incorruptible body, the spirit man, hallelujah. We made in the image of God. We have a body. soul and spirit, and that soul and that spirit will live on after this body has died. And certainly we're living to live again. We're living to be in the presence, be in fellowship with Christ Jesus. We're living again for this flesh to be replaced with an incorruptible body. That spirit man of us is building up momentum to live and to reign with Christ Jesus. We want to be in fellowship with Christ. And certainly when he ascended up into heaven, he says, look, my comforter is going to come back and it's going to reign, and he will teach you all things. So Jesus' blood performed miracles in us. It performed miracle in the fact that it cleanses us, it redeems us, it provides us with strength, it provides us with a closer relationship with Christ Jesus. The blood of the Lord, hallelujah, it redeems us, it reconciles us to God. He paid a ransom for our sins. Nothing but the blood can wash away our sins. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. And then if we do something wrong, it is the blood that forgives us. And we have to have a repenting heart. We have to have a desire to walk upright before him. Now, you can't keep sinning and sinning and sinning and think that's all right. God forbid. No. The word says he'll turn you over to a reprobated mind. But we want to have fellowship with Christ Jesus. And we can't have fellowship with Christ Jesus unless we allow the word of God to cleanse us through the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't be cleansed unless we know the word, unless we read the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm spiritually alive. Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Hallelujah. Every time we come to communion, we commemorate the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, his body and his blood that was shed for us. And certainly when we come in making sure that we've been cleansed, that we repent of our sins, because it is that symbolness, that symbol that we are taking on his blood, his body and his blood. And certainly that blood of Christ heals us, it delivers us, it cleanses us, it gives us the power to walk upright before him, it gives us the power to be healed, to be delivered, to be set free. Hallelujah. Also, it gives us peace. My judgment has been sacrifice, and I am at peace with God. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. By his stripes we're healed. We don't have to be bound. We don't have to be tormented. We don't have to allow Satan to just bombard us with negative thoughts and fears, because the blood of Jesus will give us peace, because the blood of Jesus is powerful. It will regulate our minds if it's out of order. The blood of Jesus, the blood that cleanses us. And I like this one. I have the power to overcome the enemy. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. And they loved their lives unto death. I'm an overcomer. I have victory because the blood was shed for me. The blood that was sacrificed for me. It opens the way for me to be presented to the Father. Hallelujah. But now ye have been united. You have been united with Christ. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. We have a person that gives us access to the Father. We have a person that gives us direct line of communication. We don't have to make no sacrifices anymore. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you to move. I need your help. I need you to give me clarity of my thinking. Satan is bothering. Satan is tormenting me. But because of the blood of Jesus, I am healed, delivered, and set free. I can bind Satan and know that I no longer will be tormented by Satan, by his devices. Hallelujah. But I can walk freely to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And I have a right to deliverance. The yokes are destroyed that Satan's trying to create and prevent me to go where Christ wants me to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I am no longer cursed by the law. Hallelujah. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Galatians 3:13. I'm no longer a stranger to the covenant of promise, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of peace, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, you were once far off, have been brought near by the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 2:12-13. Hallelujah. There's life in the blood. And I want to, before I run out of time, I want to talk about this because we need to know by the blood we are healed of all our diseases. Isaiah 53:5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:21-35. For even hereupon you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that he should follow his steps. Who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that justifies righteously, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, shall live unto the righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep gone astray, but is now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. So certainly we know that the blood of Jesus has power. It's a powerful weapon against the enemy, and we have to walk and understand that the blood of Jesus has cleansed us. We have to understand that it is the blood that heals us of all our diseases. We have access. The enemy would like us to believe that we don't have access. He would like you to believe that the blood does not work, but the blood still works. There's still miracles being performed because the blood of Jesus still applies. We have to equip ourselves according to the word and know that the blood of Jesus has justified us. It has redeemed us from our sins. We're no longer lost because he died on the cross. And because he died on the cross, we have access. We can go boldly before the throne of grace to ask God whatsoever we will, because we are joint heirs, because we have been adopted in the family. We have been adopted in the family because our brother, Christ Jesus, died on the cross for us. It was the blood that cleansed us. It is the blood that continues to cleanse us. It is the blood that washes away our sins. It is the blood that justifies us. It is the blood that regulates our consciousness and cleanses us. It is the blood that provides healing for our bodies. Hallelujah. The song says, I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. The atonement. Hallelujah. It has atoned for my sins. Hallelujah. The final. Don't need no more lambs. Don't need no to gather up the lambs and goats for sacrifice. Hallelujah. We can go to the throne boldly and ask forgiveness. God, you know. And the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will keep us in check. It'll let us know when we've gotten out of order. Now, you were wrong and you need to repent. Hallelujah. Yes, it will. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you yet again. We thank you for the word. We thank you, God, of who you are and what you are and what you're doing in our lives, God. And we pray for each and every one on the line, Father God, that you may bless and keep them, Father God, that you may do a new thing in them, Father God. And Father God, give us a revelation of the word and allow us to operate in the word, Father God, and move like never before. Give healing, God. Give understanding. Give clarity. God, you know what each and every one of my listeners need, and I pray for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. But before I leave, I got something else I want to give you guys, because this is good. The word, the blood also says, I'm free. Steadfast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You are free. Hallelujah. I'm protected from judgment. Hallelujah. Exodus 12 and 27. Hallelujah. This word is good. I can boldly, and I talked about this, I can boldly enter into the holiness of holiness and live. See, back in the Old Testament, they couldn't do that. Hallelujah. The priest, only the priest, the high priest, could go into the Holy of Holies. But because the blood of Jesus was shed on the cross, we can go boldly to the Father and say, Father, I need thee because of the blood. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 and 19 says, therefore, brothers, and the King James Version says, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, the Holy of Holies, the holiness. You know, when Moses was with Jesus, the Lord had to pass by. Because you were not able to look at the glory of God and live. Hallelujah. Even when we look at the Ark of the Covenant and only certain people were able to touch it. And if you were not in that order and you touched it, you would die instantly. Hallelujah. But now we have the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus that provides healing, that provides us to be able to touch the Ark of the Covenant and live, that helps us to go boldly to the throne of grace and access anything as long as it's God's will. He said, if your ways please him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. But we can access the Father because of the Son. We can access Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, our commander-in-chief. We can access healing for our body. We can access strength. Even the word of the day was talking about our trust in the Lord, that Jehovah is my strength. And certainly Jehovah is our strength. He is our strength in this last and evil day. So, saints of God, God is our strength. Hallelujah. So go with the strength of God. Go with the strength of God. I commission you to walk boldly in the blood of Jesus, to let this dying world know that God is still in the healing business, because God is providing all my needs. And God has a reputation. He has a reputation that says that his word shall not come again void, and that he cannot lie. Our expectations are of God, and he is able, meaning that if he said it, he's going to do it. We talked about the battle don't belong to us. It belongs to God. So God will move on your behalf because you're his, because you're fellowshipping with him, because of the blood of Jesus, because you have been adopted into the royal child, the royal family, I'm sorry, hallelujah, because you are child of God, he will show up for you. You're no longer, you've been bought with a price. You are no longer your own. So every need he will supply. He's our Father, y'all. He's going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He's got to supply it. He said, if your ways please me. Hallelujah. I'm running after you, God. I'm asking you to cleanse me, God. I want nothing that's out of order in me, God. I'm running after you. I want you to pour more of yourself in me. I'm asking that the blood of Jesus will apply. I'm asking, God, that you move, God. The blood will cleanse me. The blood will redeem me. The blood will regulate my mind. The blood will change me. The blood will give me a new heart and a new mind. And the Comforter will keep me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got excited about this lesson on today, as you can see. But if you have a question, we've already prayed. If you have a question, if you have a comment, you can text me at 309-750-7584 and say, Dr. Carey, I enjoyed you. Dr. Carey, it's this way. Dr. Carey, can you give further instruction or understanding? Certainly, the month of November, we will be on a different topic. And we will be, I think I'm going to open up the lines to kind of get some feedback from you. But right now, this time, give me a text and let me know what you think. And certainly, if you have any prayer requests, if you have any prayer requests, we're going to start praying and seeking God on a higher level for the needs of his people. If you have a prayer request, just drop it to me or text it to me, and certainly I will be praying for that thing, that issue. We will see you on next week. growing grace, growing the knowledge. We pray that God will continue to bless you. I know that he will. I commend you. I strengthen you. I say go in God and go in peace, and he will provide your every need, because God is a good God. And certainly if we believe, all things are possible through Christ Jesus. God bless, and thank you for being on the line. Bye-bye.